start. Every day, we make choices that shape our life story. What would your life look like if you let godly principles guide those choices? Over the next week, we'll begin to explore 7 principles from my Divine Direction book to help you find godly wisdom for your daily decisions. If someone asked you to tell your life story, what would you say? You might start with where you were born or how you were raised. You might mention your first love. Maybe you talk about the big move your family made when you left for college. If you're married, you might describe how you met your spouse. If you're not married, you might describe why. If you're a parent, you might scroll through some photos on your phone and show off your family. Or maybe you describe your career path. What's in your story? Most of us have chapters we'd rather not share with anyone. Maybe you ended up somewhere you never wanted to be. You didn't mean to blow it, but you did. You made decisions that took you farther than you ever intended to go. You did some things that cost you more than you ever could imagine you'd have to pay. You hurt people. You compromised your values. You broke promises. You did things you feel like you can't undo. Your story is not over. It's not too late to change the story you'll tell one day. There's good news. Your story is not over. It's not too late to change the story you'll tell one day. Regardless of what you've done or haven't done, your future is unwritten. You have more victories to win, more friends to meet, more of a difference to make, more of God's goodness to experience. Whether or not you like the plot so far, with God's help, you can transform your story into one that you're proud to share. Here's one way to change your story. Start something new. No matter how uncertain, afraid, or stuck you may feel right now, your story continues today. What will you start today? Praying daily with your spouse? Reading a YouVersion Bible plan every day? Going to counseling to deal with an unresolved issue? Living with greater generosity? Serving at your church or in your community? Now is a good time to jot it down. Open your notes and record your thoughts. Don't overthink this, but do take a moment to get it on paper, just a sentence or two. Ask yourself, what do I need to start doing to move in the direction of the life story I always wanted to tell?